Good morning. It is 8:18 and you're listening to Raven Radio. Joining me in the studio this morning, I have Maybelle Filler and Sarah Blue to tell us about the 5th annual Cancer and Diabetes Awareness Fundraiser, which there's a lot going on in this fundraiser. Good morning.
Good morning. Any other day in Sitka, a lot going on. We're glad to be here. Thanks for asking us.
Absolutely. And I think there's a lot of different things happening at this fundraiser. But first, it's being held at the Sea Mountain Golf Course.
Yes. The one, Sea Mountain Golf Course, in case nobody knows where it is, it's on 301 Granite Creek Road, which is right by Halibut Point Park. And it's a beautiful course. It's got a great restaurant on site. And it was built lovingly by Roger Signukovich. He designed the course, and we were just talking about how beautiful that course is designed and how beautiful the site is and the view and how very intricate the course is laid out. So
it's truly a venue for golfers and non-golfers.
Exactly. Well,
yeah, it's worth coming out and looking at the site because it is really amazing.
It is. And that the tournament or the fundraiser that we're holding is not just a tournament. It's got a couple of other events tied to it.
And you two are the perfect people to talk about it because, Maybelle, you're a longtime golfer.
Yes, I tried golf, yes, since college.
Sarah, how much golf in your life?
None.
So this event is actually going to cater to everyone.
Yes. That extreme, my extreme, and everybody in the middle.
And you're both going to have a really great time there.
Oh, yes. We have a great time every year. And what we've tried to do is plan an event that anybody could come to. We've got silent auction. We've got a lunch. We've got balloons, as well as the golf.
And this is happening on Sunday, August 18th?
That is correct. The third Sunday in August. We try to keep it the third or the second Sunday in August every year. As you've said, it's the 5th year it's been going on. So over the past 4 years, it's raised, Sarah, I think it's raised over $23,000.
Wow. I knew we'd been doing really well. That's amazing.
Yes.
And who directly benefits from this?
Well, the Sitka Cancer Survivor Society and the Sitka Community Hospital Diabetes Program directly benefits from it. Whatever proceeds that come from it, half go to one and half go to the other. I think in the history of this tournament, maybe less than 1% has gone to administrative costs. There was like 1 year where we paid for the whole insurance because there's a $25,000 prize for someone who gets a hole-in-one on one of the holes, and we have to buy insurance because I don't have $25,000 in the bank.
I was just about to say, where is that loot?
Well, it's in the insurance company's hands. And so there was 1 year we had to, you know, pay for that out of the coffers. But after that 1 year, I think about 4 years ago or 3 years ago, everything else has been donated and all the costs have gone directly to these organizations, which is great. You love to have tournaments or fundraisers or events where a majority of the costs go directly to the people it's supposed to serve.
And I'm the president of the Sitka Cancer Survivor Society, and we use the money to give $500 grants to people in Sitka who have cancer.
That's great. So, a mini grant to get folks started on whatever project they need to do.
Yes.
23 last year. And I know that those grants are so well received, and you don't even have to be income based. You just have to fill out an application and just turn it in. And it's really a nice thing for people who maybe don't have the extra money or their insurance doesn't pay for certain things like a spouse or a loved one coming with them to whatever trip they have to take for treatment or to help, you know, with the bills a little bit. I mean, those are things that, yeah, you can dip into savings if you have some. Yeah, you can ask for family to help if you have family that can help. But having the entity of the Sitka Cancer Survivor Society is such a great benefit. I mean, I just know that's well needed.
We've had people tell us who have receive the grants, how much they appreciate just that feeling that the community's helping them. You know, the community's behind them, they're with them. on this journey, and it just meant so much to them.
Sickens helping sickens, and the same thing with the community hospital as well.
This is a fun way to sort of celebrate these groups that exist that help, that Sitkins helping Sitkins.
Yes.
But it's a lot sexier than just mailing in a check. So, I mean, you can participate in the golf tournament. There's also a silent auction.
Yes. The silent auction is going to be a very interesting one because we're going to have items displayed starting Sunday, August 11th until Sunday, August 18th. So people can come to the restaurant or come play golf during that time, or just come and take a look at the items and bid and maybe come back again and bid again. And we have seen a lot of people just really out trying to outbid each other on certain items. And it's certainly kind of a lot of fun, but it's pretty exciting when you see that. I mean, you see people just kind of negotiating with themselves and with their spouse on the phone. Yes. And with others in the room.
That sounds like a Christie's sort of online, an auction. Yeah. Somebody's phoning in.
Exactly.
Writing it down.
Exactly. We're just missing that barker that's in the front going, and
$50,
$5,000, sold. It's like, what did I just buy?
So you have a week to sort of scope out your strategy.
Yes, yes.
Very nice.
And then we also have balloons. And Sarah, do you want to talk a little bit about the balloons?
We have a balloon release where you can purchase a balloon, I think $3?
Yes, they're $3 balloons, and
$3.
They're one for cancer awareness and one for diabetes awareness.
So they'll be pink and gray balloons.
Yes, pink and gray. And what we do is after everybody returns from finishing the tournament, we all gather outside, rain or shine, and we release the balloons. And I'm not quite sure if anyone's ever been involved in that sort of release, but it's quite a sight to behold. I mean, young and old, men and women, families, they all get together and they all just pose for the picture and they get pretty excited about, okay, one, two, three, release the balloons. And they all look up and it's just quite a sight to see all those balloons and know that with each balloon, a thought, a memory, your heart goes with that balloon. And I mean, my words are very little compared to the beauty of that. And when I say rain or shine, it is literally rain or shine, because even in the rain, we're still out there.
And that is the Sitkins helping Sitkins.
Yes.
That you need to get out.
Exactly. And
wait, rain or shine.
Exactly. And yeah. With the community hospital diabetes program, we talked a little bit about that, but they are definitely very mindful of the fact that with their money, they get a chance to help people who are living with the chronic condition, who want to be educated, but perhaps they don't have the insurance to see somebody. Well, that's what this money gets to pay for, is that no matter what your income is, you can get the help that you need so that you can better your life, so you can have a longer life, so that you can be with your kids, be with your spouse, be with your family, just be with your community. So their program, as well as the Sitka Cancer Survivor Society, those are such positive solutions to some, you know, crises and long-term crises that happen to people.
And just to do a quick recap, because we're running out of time, we have the golf tournament, we have the balloon release, we also have a luncheon.
Yes, the luncheon, of course, is for people who maybe are just hanging around with their families and are joining them later and they want to be part of the excitement. And we really have wanted to have this be a family event. And so when you have food there, you bring more people. And food has such a unifying thing. And it's all happening that day, starting in the morning. But people can register early. In fact, it's encouraged when you register early for the tournament itself and you bring teams, and we're talking like family teams, or friend teams, or even by yourself, we'll put you on a team, then you'll be eligible for a raffle. And then we have special golfers packages going on that day. For people who are non-golfers, we try to even it out so that they can play as well.
And there's so much going on. Early birds register by this Friday. If people need more information, other than seeing flyers around town, what's the best way to get info?
Call the golf course at 747-5663 or call me at 747-2761. My name is Mabel, and I'd be happy to take your name, and especially if you want to donate. I'd be happy to take your donation. We are taking donations for sponsors of the holes, for gifts for prizes, for gifts for the auction, just, you know, or else just show up, or else just get a hold of us and post a flyer. Every little bit helps.
Lots happening. Something for everyone. Fifth Annual Cancer and Diabetes Awareness Fundraiser, sponsored by the Sitka Women's Golf League.
Yes. And the fifth year, five, is a magic year for everybody involved.
Well, I'd like to thank my guests, Mabel and Sarah. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
Thank you.